was really, really fun and cool experience.
10-year-old Liam Post is getting ready to begin fifth grade at the Lindbergh Elementary School in Kenmore. But over the last couple of weeks, Post participated in some history lessons, and now his drawings appear in a softcover book of children's artwork. Post joined Literacy New York Buffalo Niagara and other students at Canalside Monday, where they proudly displayed their work. Post says he learned Buffalo has a Cheerios plant on the waterfront.
Very, very surprised. I didn't even know we had anything to do with Cheerios.
What was your favorite part of being part of it?
Probably the last part where we got the color and everything, and that they made the book, and that I got the certificate about this.
State Senator Tim Kennedy issued certificates of congratulations to the students for completing the project. Jennifer Westerholt is Director of Marketing and Development at Literacy New York Buffalo Niagara. Students began this project by touring historic waterfront and canal sites to read and learn.
And so many of the kids that came down and participated in the program had never been down here. This was their first exposure to our waterfront and to all the things that are going on down here.
If we want to look at it from an educational standpoint, we're doing all the Common Core stuff in a really fun way.
Jackie Abarella served as the art teacher during this program. While students toured the historic waterfront sites and monuments, Abarella would ask them to begin sketching.
When you put a sketch pad in a kid's hand, you know, they're natural sketchers, they're natural drawers. And so they always come up with great things that always blow me away.
Students learned about Buffalo's historic role in the building of the Erie Canal and Buffalo Harbor, a time dating back to the late 1790s.
And then they would start reading the monuments and they would say, well, what does this mean? And what was Korea? And so then we'd get into that. So really, the graphic novel served as a jumping-off point for them to explore some new things that they had never seen about the history of Buffalo and the history of our country.
And this teaching process of touring and sketching had the children thinking after they left the program for the day.
And then also, they would go home and they would ask their parents, or they would read something. They would go home and then do some reading and come back the next week and say, hey, you know what? My grandfather was in Korea. I went home and told him, and he said he was in Korea.
The graphic novel was the final project of this July and August program.
Even if you just page through it, you can see, you know, they picked up a lot of the grain elevators and things like that, and they read about it. They learned about it.
Westerholt says Literacy New York is working to catch children at an early age. Buffalo still has a high illiteracy rate, with 1 in 3 adults who are illiterate, a problem that gets passed down to the next generation.
Parents who are illiterate are going to have kids who are illiterate. I think it's like 60% or 70% of homes with illiterate parents don't have any books in them, so the kids aren't getting exposed to that kind of experience.
Literacy New York has created a youth literacy program for children of adults who are trying to learn to read. Illiteracy is a cycle they're trying to beat.
That if you read someone a book, they're only like inspired for like one day. But if you teach someone to read, then they're like, they can read for their whole entire life.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.